China has declared that it is recovering from the global economic crisis. Ma Jiantong of the National Bureau of Statistics says the country's fourth quarter growth jumped to 10.7%.
较快扭转了。
Ma says China has managed to quickly hold back what he described as the sliding of the national economy. He said China has become the first country on the whole to achieve economic recovery and stabilization. He said according to preliminary estimates, China's overall gross domestic product for 2009 rose 8.7% to nearly $5 trillion. This result goes beyond an official annual growth rate target of 8%. The Chinese government has long deemed 8% growth essential to creating enough jobs for the country's more than 1 billion people. At the same time, the Statistics Bureau's Ma says some problems and contradictions are natural. Ma says the Chinese government will give more priority to economic restructuring and improving people's livelihoods. To reduce the effects of the global economic crisis that began in 2008, China loosened lending practices, cut interest rates, and began massive spending programs. But the government wants to make sure those measures do not contribute to inflation, which can be politically sensitive in a country where hundreds of millions of people remain impoverished. Beijing resident Ms. Wang says she is worried. She says she thinks prices are rising really fast. She points to the price of cabbage, which has increased more than 10 times in the past year. The head of the Chinese Banking Regulatory Commission this week said the government will step up monitoring of banks and rein in lending to prevent speculative bubbles in real estate and other assets. The World Bank on Thursday released a report that predicts China's economy will grow by 9% this year. This contrasts with forecasts of 2.5% growth rate for the United States and 1% growth for European economies in 2010 because of weaknesses remaining from the global financial crisis. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.